all talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. Welcome back, everybody. We've got a lot of stuff going on. We're going to get right back to the phones and catch up there. But just real quickly, I forgot to mention my tea this morning, and it's worth a try. It's a hibiscus-based tea, and it's hibiscus petals. You can use your own if you happen to have a greenhouse and have some left. I'm using a store-bought one, but also putting the apple cider vinegar and honey with it, and it is really good. So give it a shot. We have our photo contest still underway. Don't have a winner yet that I know of. I need to check and see if somebody sent in something on internet on the emails that would properly identify it. I'll give you a tip. It's a tree, and it's a tree that I talk about quite a bit. So if you haven't taken a look at it, look at dirtdoctor.com. It's the fourth little button over there on the right-hand side. It'll show you the contest. And if you are the first to identify it, you win one of our online courses, the Natural Organic Certification course, which is landscaping and gardening course, and also a gift product from Espoma. Also, while you're there, you can look at the book deals that we've got. There's a red button on the top of dirtdoctor.com that takes you to the information where my books are available, and and the purchase of them at certain levels can help raise money for TORC, the Texas Organic Research Center. And it might be a good thing to think about for some holiday gifts. We have the contest going on name Nellie, our dog, our new dog. And after I get caught up here, I'll go through some of the names that have already been guessed. This won't be giving them away any tips because this information is on Facebook. There were 100 and something guesses on Facebook, and now a whole bunch more since we sent out the newsletter that covered it. If you haven't seen the photographs, you can click on the current. Well, the easiest way is to go to dirtdoctor.com, and over there on the right-hand side of the homepage, it says the list of in red writing there are the latest things that have been added to the website, and right up at the top is the Nellie breed contest. And so you can check out the pictures of her. I've shot pictures of her from all angles, and we also have a video that Judy shot of her climbing, yes, the big live oak in our backyard. And she goes way up, and it's scary. In fact, she really scared me the other morning because she fell out of there. Let's get back to Don. He had another question for me, I think. Don, you still there?
Yes, sir, I am.
What else can I do for you?
So, regarding that vine and eradicating it, and now I've pulled up on the internet what a Matix or a Matix tool is. I mean, it's kind of like a pick, but it's got a wide spade on it.
That's right. It's like a hoe, but it's real narrow. And they're, in my opinion, they're the best tools for gardening. A gardener can use, especially when you're trying to remove things, whether it's the long one or just one that's the length of a hatchet.
Okay. So would it be best for me to take my push mower and cut that down to the ground and then go after it with this tool?
You could do that. If you have real sharp blade on your mower, you can mow the Asian jasmine down. In fact, we recommend that as a maintenance procedure to do it once a year if you've got Asian jasmine that you don't want to get rid of. Set the mower on its high setting, mow it down, and you'll see that Asian jasmine tends to not have a whole bunch of points where it's rooted. And so you're not going to have that many places where you have to dig down to pull out the root system.
Okay. And that's basically is. And so you wouldn't recommend going in there and tilling the soil with my tiller.
You could, but I think you may leave a bunch of pieces in there that could still be reproductive and it come back. I think it would be best just to identify each place where it's going down in the ground, it's rooted, and dig that out with your little hand tool or a long tool.
You're talking about them being right next to one another. you know, it's a.
You're gonna be a little surprised about how far apart they'll be. They don't root real close together as a general rule. I mean, I could be wrong, but
maybe I'm wrong in identifying this, and I maybe better get a. I'm gonna reanalyze that. Whatever it is, it's vigorous.
Yeah. Well, whatever the ground cover is, I'd recommend the same thing. But Asian jasmine generally is not rooted in that many places that close together. So give it a shot. Take a picture of it and send it to me. And if it's something else, we can talk about it more.
Is it harming? I heard, as I said, I'm just found you 2 weeks ago. So I'm just kind of learning this whole methodology of what you're preaching.
Well, that's great. Welcome aboard.
And I'm all for it. I like it. So I want to learn more toward this. And I just learned in these commercials or on your YouTube as well, the root flare. Is this Asian jasmine hurting the root flare?
Yeah, I just wrote a column for the Dallas Morning News about this, that this is the time of the year when everybody out there should be removing the ground covers and vines from the bases of their plants. And it goes for woody plants like azalea as much as for trees. I was talking primarily about trees in my article. But when the ground cover is really up close and climbing up the trunk of a plant, it's keeping the sunlight off and holding moisture on there just like mulch or soil would. So pulling it back is just as important, in my opinion, as getting the mulch and the soil off of the crown, the flare of the plant.
Okay. Do the azaleas have a lifespan? I noticed the last few years, and it may be attributed to this vine, that they're not blooming as hardly as they used to in the past, you know, around Easter.
They can live a long, long time, but they're going to probably get a little weaker the bigger the older that they get. But I'll bet you your ground cover is part of the problem. They also respond very well to organic fertilizers and to compost. And putting a little bit more on, not up on the stem, but on the beds, so that you keep the nutrients, the natural nutrients available for the azaleas. And if you use the organic fertilizers, they're going to live a lot longer too, because the synthetic fertilizers are basically salts.
I actually don't fertilize them at all. There's so much of it.
Well, they may be hungry then. That may be one reason that they're going down. You need to fertilize them at least one time a year with an organic fertilizer.
Okay.
Okay.
And that you talk about the trimmings from tree trimmings. Were you suggesting, like, from when these people take down trees, pine trees, oak trees?
Exactly. You bet. Ground up trunks, ground up limbs, ground up twigs. There's protein and carbon there. It's a wonderful blend. That's why it turns into such a great compost. And before it turns into a compost, it's a great mulch. It's the best mulch there is.
And I thought of that, and I have from time to time seen them and wondered about that, but I've been told that they would attract termites.
No, don't worry about that.
Is that true?
A lot of people throw that out there as a scare thing, and I've never seen any evidence of that at all.
Okay. All right, great.
All right.
I'll keep listening. Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks, Don. Appreciate it. Yeah, and if you do have some termites, the termites are supposed to be outside. That's what they're for in nature, is to help break down things. And outside, they're not a problem. They're only a problem when they come in the house. You control them with beneficial nematodes and outside if you need to. You can kill them with orange oil products. The orange oil mixed with water or mixed with the Garrett juice works great to kill them. They're actually easy to kill unless you can't get to them. If they're in a wall cavity or something like that, you need to hire a professional to use the organic tools to get to the termites and kill them that way. The bait station techniques, I have no problem with that either. If you want to go that route, that fits into an organic program's, not spreading toxic stuff all over the soil and around your plants and around your kids and pets and all that stuff. Let's see. Let's get caught up a little bit more, and then I'll get back to some in Howard's garden. Dave and Ennis next up. Hey, Dave.
Good morning. Thanks, Howard.
I have
two quick questions if you have the time.
Sure.
Last spring, I planted a poblano pepper in my garden.
Okay.
It grew huge and put on dozens and dozens of little peppers, but none of them got as big as a ping pong ball. What did I do wrong?
Well, sun or shade?
Some, most of the day, kind of half and half.
Really. Well, that's good. That's a good place for peppers to be. They can take more shade than most people realize. You can get them to be larger just with more time, kicking up the fertilization a little bit with the Garrett juice as a nice liquid supplement for the dry fertilizer. Works well. People have shown me the huge production they've got by fertilizing with nothing but the Garrett juice mixture. So it's time and just a little bit more fertility is how you get a larger size. I tell you, I'm going to have to put you on hold, too. Dave, can you hold with me for a minute? I'll talk to you off the air real quick. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this. Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allow to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth:
Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Dave, I was talking with off the air and someone went haywire with our phone and I lost him. So, Dave, if you had something else, call us back and tell Mary Rose. We'll move you up in the line there if you had something else. Let's see what Jim is up to in Denison, Texas. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Doing well. What's up?
I'm going to buy some grafted pecan trees in containers, and they've been in the containers for about four or five years probably. I would like to know what to do to prep the hole for it.
Good question. First of all, you measure the ball after you've taken the excess soil and whatever might be on top of the ball and get down to the true flare, and then measure that distance from the flare to the bottom of the ball and dig your hole a little bit less shallow than that dimension. You see what I mean? So when you plant it, it will be a little bit higher than the ground grade and has room to settle. Then the second thing is you want it to be about three times wider than the ball.
Okay.
Wide, ugly hole is the key. It's something that Carl Whitcomb has done studies on going back a long time and has proven to people that will listen that it's about the most important thing you can do in planting a tree is a big old wide hole. I think planting high is just as important, but you don't want a small slick hole. You want it wide and you want it rough sided. A square hole is fine too, because we want those roots to go out and not hit the wall and start circling in the hole. You see what I mean? The other thing, since these are in containers, I would put them in, if you can, in a big old wash tub or something and soak them, get them totally hydrated, and then loosen them up if they're circling in the ball. That's a very important thing to do to get them started well. And then the next thing is you fill the hole back up with nothing but the soil that came out of the hole. We don't want any improvements down in the soil. There's one other thing. Let me back up a second. There's one other thing you can do. Is this clay soil?
I'm kind of by the river, so it's sandy mixed with clay.
Okay. This won't be as important as it would be for people with real hard black clay or something that's just, you know, hard as a rock, but it'll help anybody. And that is when you get the hole dug and it's ready to put the tree in backfill, get some hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store, or you can get a commercial product if your garden center or feed store happens to have it in stock. and spray about a 1% solution. And if you get the grocery store stuff, just mix it with water 50-50. You can actually just spray it straight out of the bottle for this particular use, and it'll start the flocculation, in other words, the fluffiness, the soil turning to a fluffy texture, better than anything you can do. And then backfill with the soil that came out of the hole, settle the soil with water, and then when you're finished, you can pour Garrett juice on the surface as the final part of the watering, and that's all of the root stimulation that you need to do. Cover the disturbed area with a real thin layer of compost and lava sand, if you can get it. The combination is the best thing to do. And then a thin layer of shredded native tree trimmings as the mulch. Not up on the stem, but just on the disturbed area out away from the stem.
Okay.
All right, and
that's it. What would you recommend for watering?
The schedule?
Yes.
But I can't tell you that. You'll have to determine that yourself, what you want to do, because every site's different, every situation is different. What you want to do right. is water the heck out of it, just really thoroughly saturate it, and then try to go as long as you can before you water again. And I'd okay. probe it. I wouldn't guess. I'd probe it, use an old golf club with the head sawed off as a probe, and see how the moisture is staying in that disturbed area, and don't water until you need to. When you've gone into the fall and the winter like we're in now, you may not need to water again for a month. You're just okay. going to have to see how well the moisture level stays there.
Okay. Right. I'll get a moisture meter then.
They're okay, but I'd rather you just probe and see how it feels. Okay. Good luck with it, Jim. don't trim it back or thin it out or stake it or anything. Just what I said is all you need to do there.
All right, great. Thank you, sir.
And I appreciate the call. Let me run through this real quick before we get back to the phones. The contest for identifying the mutt breed of Nelly, our new dog, these are some of the guesses that have already come in. These were actually pulled off, for the most part, off of Facebook. Some of them had come in by email. To the newsletter that we just recently sent out. But this will give you an idea of how many people are thinking a little bit differently about what she is. American Chowhound, American Staffordshire, which is a pit bull, I guess. I didn't know that, but apparently that's the official name of pit bull, is Staffordshire. Pit bull. The Basset Hound has been guessed, Beagle, Black Lab, Border Collie, Boxer, Bull Mastiff, Catahoula, Chihuahua, Corgi, Dachshund. Dachshund's been guessed several times. Dodie, Doxy, English Bulldog, Great Pyrenees, Heeler, Jack Russell, Kelpie, Lab, Minpin, and there's some more here I'll give you when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Some of the other guesses that people have made on Nelly so far include retriever, ridgeback, shepherd, Staffy, which is, I guess, a pit bull again, Stafford Terrier, Texas Dragon Eater. Some people said we should have named her Tarzan after seeing her the video of her climbing the tree. Vizsla Whippet and Weimaraner. Those are just some of the guesses that have already come in various combinations of those things. If you didn't do it, it might be good. We're having so many people guess this thing, we may end up having a log jam of people that are close. You might want to put some percentages, what kind of percentages you think. You don't have to. You can just say what the breed guesses would be. But if you do some percentages and get closer there, you're going to have a better chance of winning, I guess. One person has guessed the mystery photograph today incorrectly, but it was a good guess. Modesto Ash was guessed, and that's not what it is. If you want to guess it, it's on DirtDoctor.com. It's under the picture there at the top of the page. It's the little button on the right-hand side. If you don't do anything, it just changes automatically, and you'll see it come up. But if you want to go to it quickly, just click on the button on the far right. If you want to see the information about guessing the mutt breed, Nelly's breed mix, it's right on the right-hand side at the top of the page of DirtDoctor.com. Here's Crystal in Ozark, Missouri. Is that right, Crystal?
Yes, Yes, it is.
What can we do for you?
Well, I was listening to you talk to, I think it was Doug, about the jasmine, Asian jasmine.
Uh-huh.
I am wondering, you recommended a Maddox.
Right.
Have you ever taken a look at the Rogue Tools website, Rogue Ho website?
Rogue Tools?
Rogue Ho.
Rogue Ho. I don't know that I have, but I will. How do you spell Rogue?
R-O-G-U-E.
Okay, regular way, okay.
Yep, H-O-E.
All right, Rogue Ho. I'll pull it up at the next break and see. Is it a hand tool or is it a long tool?
It's a long tool. They have two different lengths for different heights of folks that they service. And they started out making tools for firefighters, brush fires, forest fires, trail breaking tools, things like that. They're an American company. They're about, I think, 2 hours north of me. They're in Missouri. And their metal comes from old farm implements, old discs.
I just pulled it up. Yeah, it looks good.
Hanging out. And I have the Travis tool.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it only had 4 uses. I found a couple more since then. This thing is just, and it's heavy duty. I've hacked stuff that, any of my other equipment pieces that I've ever had would have just bowed in acquiescence.
What's the name of the specific one that you have?
Travis Tool. It's under the trail breaking.
Okay, they've got a bunch of tools. They also have another tool that I recommend, so I'm glad you brought this up to me. They also have the triangular push-pull hoe.
Yes.
Which is fantastic. I've got one of those.
That's my next one on my list of things to get from these guys. I was looking for something that I could use to do some clearing by hand. I don't mind using power tools, but if it's just me out there, I don't want it to be loud and obnoxious. Right. I want it to be nice and quiet. I just want to be working the ground. And I came across these guys, and when I realized that they were American-made and they were not very far from me, so that makes them local for me, regional for you guys. I mean, it was just great. And
no, this is a great tip. I like several of them that I see there that I'm going to be getting myself, so I appreciate you bringing
Christmas
this up.
Christmas is coming, huh?
Yeah, it's great. Rogue Ho, and if you just do a search, everybody, for Rogue Ho, R-O-G-U-E, they'll pop right up. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Crystal.
Not a problem. Thank you for everything you do, and you all have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, and talk to you later.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Bye. Let's see what John's up to, listening on KMPT, Bonnie Doone, California. Hi, John.
Hi, Howard. How you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Good. Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you.
Got to get an update. I can't remember exactly on this question here. We've talked about it before, but it's been some years.
Okay.
This time of year, we all generate fireplace ashes.
Sure.
And I like to fertilize my fruit trees this time of year and let the rains, percolate that fertilizer down in the ground. So what were your pros and cons about using fireplace ash around some of those fruit trees in specific?
Well, fireplace ashes are, as you know, a concentration of the mineral salts that are left after, the carbon has been burned out of the wood. And so there's a bunch of nutrients in there, including some NPK in there, but there's also real high levels of sodium and potassium and various kinds of salts, and there's a lot of calcium, a whole lot of calcium. So people that have high pH soils, like we do in a lot of Texas, using fireplace ashes a whole bunch by themselves is not a good idea, because you're gonna mess up the chemistry, the chemical balance of the soil. What I tell people around here, because we have pH of 7 to 8 in that range, I say it's fine to use fireplace ashes, but you need to mix them together with your compost. It needs to be part of your compost pile, so you're putting the carbon back into it and balancing it back out. People that are in East Texas or in other parts of the country, and you may have this situation too, that have acid soils, the fireplace ashes can be used more freely, more abundantly, and not create any chemistry problem. But anywhere in the country, the fireplace ashes can be used if they're mixed into the compost pile at the percentage of something like 10% of the volume of the compost.
Okay, a small amount.
Yeah.
I think our pH is around 6-9.
Yeah, you're more acid than we are, so you could use a little bit more. The other way to use fireplace ashes is in my formula that's called the tree trunk goop.
Oh, yeah.
It can be used instead of the soft rock phosphate along with the compost. Again, you're mixing it with compost. You're taking away that imbalance that people try to warn you about using fireplace ashes. So, in other words, you can use them, but you just need to be careful.
Yeah, okay. Well, here's what I usually do this time of year. I get a couple 50-pound bags of alfalfa pellet,
mm-hmm.
and I put a nice layer around the base of each tree, rake the leaves off first, and then put a nice layer of that. And I was just thinking about sprinkling ashes on top of that and watering that down.
That'd be fine.
If, right?
Just don't do it too heavily. I'd do a light kind of a dusting of it, and okay. I think it'll provide some beneficial nutrients for you, especially along with the organic fertilizer of the alfalfa.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what I needed, a little warm, a little pick me up.
No, that's a good plan.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, John. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Yeah, if you look at a lot of university things, they'll say, you know, it's basically lye and it'll, you know, provide too much of the chemicals and really wreck the soil. And that's true if you use it too heavily. But if you use it correctly, like we were just talking about there, it can be a very effective tool for you. We've got an open line at 866-444-3478. Here's Scott, Omaha, Nebraska. I bet it's cold there, Scott.
Yeah, it's a little bit chilly. We didn't get the snow like you folks did down that way, but we're doing all right. My question is about a Newport plum tree.
Okay.
I planted this guy about 2 years ago, and it doesn't seem to be doing much of nothing. It looks fine. You know, it still has the flowers in the spring and the nice purple leaves after that, but size-wise, it doesn't seem to be taking off, and I'm kind of wondering if maybe it's just not the right tree for that hard Nebraska clay. We also planted some dwarf spruce spiral trees that took off nicely, but this plum tree, it's just being stubborn, I guess.
Well, a couple of things. One is I always recommend when people plant fruit trees, plant more than one variety. It just gives you better odds, you know, depending on what the weather's like and all that kind of thing. The second part, Scott, if you've been listening to me for a while, you've heard me talk about having the root flare exposed. 100% of the time when people tell me they're having trouble with a fruit tree, or close to 100% of the time, the tree's too deep in the ground. Fruit trees are notoriously planted too deeply in the ground, and it's because of the way they come from the nurseries, the growing operations in the nurseries. They're too deep in the container, and a lot of people think that the graft union, where there's a swelling or a little crook down at the bottom, is what ought to be about at ground grade, and that is that puts the plant about 8 inches too deep in the ground. So
I see.
Number one step is to go out there and very carefully, you don't want to damage the flare, but very carefully pull the soil away and expose the flare. And even if it creates a dish, a hole in the ground, you leave it that way. And if that flare is exposed, especially if it's growing and flowering and the foliage looks good like you said it is doing, you can probably get it to come into production and do really well for you. But I'd plant some other varieties also.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate it. I was just curious because it just wasn't doing what I thought it was going to do. And so I thought, well, okay, I need to find out from somebody who knows. Well, I appreciate it.
Give it a shot. Let me know how it works out for you.
I'll do it. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Scott. And we've got full board open lines now for you all of a sudden. If you want to jump on here, it gives me time to get caught up. But give me a call at 866-444-3478. I started talking about what I was doing in my gardens. A lot of the a lot of the plants, with the 26 degrees that we have had the other day, bit the dust. My purple shield, I had a big one that's in a container. It's a goner. I'm going to throw it in the compost pile. I'll plant something that's more hardy in that pot. Probably usually what we plant in the summer in that pot is the dragon wing begonia. It takes the shady area and all that very well. I might put some winter color in for a while. I might put some flowering kale. I might put some pansies or some dianthus or Johnny Jump Ups or something like that in there for a while, which is what I'm doing in some other containers also. We'll talk a little bit more about what's going on in my garden when I come back, and you can jump on here at 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. Espoma, extremely high-quality organic products, including Biotone Starter Plus, which is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizal fungi. The result, plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Espoma products are safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product we have seen with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here's Ruth in Fort Worth. Hi, Ruth.
Yes. I have a problem with seeds. I seem like I can't grow anything from seeds. Several years ago, you sent me some ginkgo seeds, and they didn't come up.
Uh-oh.
And just recently, you sent me some buckeyes, and I planted them, but they haven't come up either.
Okay. Well, that's one of the easiest ones of all, so let's see what we're doing wrong. What are you using for soil? Where'd you have them? How'd you do the process?
Well, I thought just putting them in some pots with some potting soil to start with. And I just planted them about an inch or so deep. I don't know how really deep to plant them.
No, that's about right on both of those, the little buckeye seed. The rule of thumb is to plant seed about twice as deep as the seed is long. But that's not a for sure critical way to do it. Carl Whitcomb, for example, taught me years ago when he was planting his acorns to grow oaks in his experimental greenhouses and everything. He would countersink them. He would lay the acorn sideways and only push it down halfway into the soil so you could still see them on the top, which is kind of a cool way to do it because you can see the acorn break open and the little root part kind of loop up and then go down and then the shoot come up. It's kind of a neat way to do it with kids so they can see the whole process better. And any seed can do that. The key is to keep it moist, not let it dry out.
Yeah.
And so that may be what you did. You can keep a seed too wet or too moist and they're not going to do well. The ginkgo is a little persnickety. I found growing them myself from seed at my house that I get about 50% germination, whether I treat them with Garrett juice or not. I think it definitely helps speed up the germination and give you more even germination. Mm-hmm. But even when doing that, the ginkgos, for some reason, they're just some of them don't like to germinate. And I thought for a while that they would have to go through an animal, a bird or a squirrel or an animal of some kind, to have good germination. The more I played with it, I found that, no, they germinate fine. Just after they've fallen off the tree, but some will germinate and some don't. So probably need to give you a few more. Send me a letter and I'll try to get you some more, and we'll try it again on the ginkgo. But the buckeyes are pretty foolproof. You get pretty much 100% on them unless you let it dry out or keep it too wet. Those would be the only things that would keep that little buckeye from germinating.
Well, I watered it pretty well, and I've got two left, and I didn't know. I planted two, and I've got two left, so I was going to wait to hear what you had to say about them.
Well, what kind of potting soil did you use? It shouldn't matter that much, but what kind did you use?
I don't remember. It's just something I got out of the garage that I had.
Okay. Well, try it again, and just put them barely under the soil, and keep it moist to the touch. Not sopping wet, but moist.
And will they come up now that it's turned to winter?
Oh, yeah. If you'll keep them in a warm place, they'll germinate in the winter. Keep them in a warm place under skylight or by a window, and you'll have to protect them from, you know, really cold weather. Or you can wait till spring. You can wait till it's warm enough to put them outside and go that route. The risk of trying to germinate things outside is squirrels.
So
if you go that route, put some lava gravel on the soil to protect the soil, or a little piece of hardware cloth or something like that, because you can have the little seedlings germinating and starting to do beautifully, and the squirrels will just come in and destroy what you've done in a lot of cases. And that's the advantage of starting them inside also.
Oh, okay. All right, let me ask you one other thing about palm lilies, those inside things that you get from funerals. I'm not good at growing inside plants either. And these two, I have two, and they look pitiful. I don't water until they start to droop, but these just look terrible.
You're talking about Scheffalera, or you're talking about...
I think it's called a palm lily.
Palm lily? Has white flowers?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay. What, same thing, you want to water, keep the soil moist but not over water, and don't have the plants in a place where it's going to get real hard drafts breezes, you know, near a door or something like that, and they should do fine for you.
Okay. Well, I'll try some more with them, and I really appreciate your help.
Okay. Well, good luck, and keep me posted, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
The other thing on the interior plants, I was just watering all the interior plants in my office yesterday. What I do is I tend to stop using any fertilizer, even Garrett juice, in the winter and let them kind of go into more or less a dormant state. And I'll water sometimes once a week, and sometimes it'll be about once every 2 weeks. I really just test the soil with a pencil, use a wooden pencil, and use a sharpened in as the part that you probe with, and you can see how well that moisture is staying in the potting soil. In all of these cases where things aren't working with interior plants or seedlings or from seed or whatever, generally related, like we were saying there, to a little bit too much or too little water. So probing is the key there. So you not guessing. You know what the moisture level is and keeping it in good shape. All righty. Well, that's the end of the second hour. We'll do a third hour for you. You can call at 866-444-3478. We can talk about gardening or landscaping or pest control or whatever you'd like. Just give me a shout. I'll be back right after this. Website is dirtdoctor.com.